Welcome back to another edition of Mac Break. I'm Emery Wells, and I'm really excited to be here with Ben Stuyvesant.
Stuyvesant.
I got it wrong. I was practicing for 5 minutes before we started. Anyway, I'm really excited to have you here. You're going to show us Conduit. Conduit is a plugin for Apple's Motion.
Right.
And Motion, let's talk about Motion for a second, because Motion was a really cool application when it was released about 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
It was kind of revolutionary in that it was using... It was running all of its calculations on the GPU instead of the CPU.
Right, the graphics card, the video card.
So it was all real time, essentially.
Yeah, most of the things were operating in real time. You know, it was all 8-bit in the beginning, but with Motion 2, they introduced floating point support and support for plugins, which is where, you know, we got interested. So.
And so now you've written Conduit, which is a plugin. For those of you, the viewers that don't know Conduit, is it fair to say that it's kind of like Shake inside of Motion? Would that be fair?
I wouldn't say that it's as full blown as Shake is. Shake is, you know, pretty comprehensive, but it's you know, a lot of the things that you might do in Shake, you can do in Conduit. You know,
so it's a nodal compositor inside of Motion.
Yeah, that's precisely what it is.
Okay, so before we jump right into it, I'm always curious about the software development of of all these applications. What does the team look like for developing Conduit, and how long does it take you to get something together like this?
Well, Conduit has been developed by myself and Pauli Ojala from Helsinki. So we sort of got together and decided that this is something that we really, were interested in doing, and seemed like a logical next step for kind of the way that all this image processing was going. And so, developing the effects plugin is just a matter of downloading the SDK from the Apple website and, you know, getting started on it.
How did you find the SDK for the effects architecture?
Apple actually contacted me about effects plug before Motion 2 was released in order to get DVMAT running. DVMAT Blast.
Which is another plugin that you guys make for Motion.
Right, DVMAT Blast is the GPU accelerated version of DVMAT that we did for Motion. So, yeah, they got us on the ball before it was actually public, but, now it's freely available, so...
All right, let's fire it up here. Let's see what we got.
All right, so what we have here is, this is Motion playing back a clip in real time. You can see up here the frames per second is going up around 60. This is just like the raw amount of frames it's able to pump out of. This is just DV from an XL1. So what I'm going to do is just apply Conduit. All right. I'm just going to pop this open.
So Conduit has its own full editor.
Right. It's sort of, it exists, almost as a separate application, but within Motion. You know, so you can do all your stuff within Conduit, and then there's a few ways that you can tie Conduit to Motion through sliders and, color pickers and things like that.
So what are we going to run through here? I'm just going to
do some real simple kind of color correction. Basically, Conduit is a floating point, linear floating point compositor, which means that it's not clamped to 0 to 1 or like 0 to 255 in the 8-bit world.
Mm-hmm.
You have the flexibility to have values that are over range, under range, which means you can do some really cool stuff with the compositor.
So you can stack a bunch of operations together. You're never going to lose information.
Exactly.
If you do a color correction later down the chain, you're actually going to pull information back that you may have previously lost.
Yeah, which is what I'll show you right now. We're going to do a video to linear, which gets this footage into linear space. This linear color space means that a value that's twice as great as the next value means there's twice as much light.
And by the way, just right off the bat, I mean, this is so cool. For anyone that's, used to working in a normal compositor like Shake, I mean, you have a compositor. It's running in real time.
Yeah, you can see our frames per second hasn't dropped at all.
Still 60.
Maybe I'll leave that up so you can kind of see what the frames per second is doing.
And I see down here we have number of GPU instructions. We're at 4.
Exactly. That's just basically letting you know where you are in terms of the GPU limits. ATI cards, they max out at 32 instructions. So we have a smart way of doing a multi-pass render on the tree. But
so if you go above 32, it'll kind of concatenate all that together and run that.
Yeah.
And then
break it out. So what I'm going to do is just apply... an exposure to this. Where's my exposure? There it is. Okay, and I'm going to apply linear to video at the end so we can see what we're doing. Okay, and I'm going to make this the output. So now when we adjust this, we can kind of see...
We gotta open up one of those really cool viewers that you guys have for visualizing what we're doing
exactly.
with the data, because there's
gonna,
so many...
Let's open up the plot so we can kind of see.
So this is the familiar plot. We've probably seen this graph.
Yeah, so like you can basically see this is, similar to the curves in Photoshop. You just got a straight line going on. The video to linear...
So this is a map. I mean, what we're seeing is right now we're seeing a one-to-one ratio. There's no, we're not remapping anything, but as we move these values, we see that a value that was previously 1 or 0 or anything in between is being remapped to a value that's now in place on that new curve.
Exactly. You can see, like, right around here where something was 1, now if we go up, it's way up here. I don't know. It's like in 7 or 8.
So essentially, to another application, that data would be gone.
It would just be gone. Like, see all these areas where it's white? That would just be clipped. You know, and that information.
So it's pure white, not getting it back.
What we can actually do is apply another exposure right after this, if we want to, and then come down on the exposure, and, you know, we get all that detail back, all this detail in the sky. But what I want to do is actually show you how to do a real simple layering in Conduit. So I'm going to come over here and drop this in. This is like a real simple grad image. And turn it off. And I'm going to drop this down. And these are actual image inputs into Conduit. So you can just drag a layer or an individual image or a footage.
So if you want, if you want to get images into Conduit, you need to put it first in the layers in a motion. And then you can you can actually just turn that layer off in motion at that point.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be on.
And then you pipe it into to the Conduit filter.
Right, and then what happens is you drag over an image input.
Oh, I see. So now we're in Conduit, and the image is is a node, and you can then select which ones you've chosen.
Right. So you can see we've got, you know, multiple things happening here. Maybe what I'll do is come in and do a little multiply, so we can start to give that, you know, bring that sky back down to a reasonable value. And drop that in there. Okay. So if we view that final output. So now
you can really quickly see how, I mean, this really is, I mean, maybe you're not going to have all the tools that are available in Shake or another, you know, comparable package, but you're really going to be able to you know, layer up your nodes and really do some advanced compositing. I think what's really cool, can we check out some keying really quick? Do we have time for some keying?
Sure, yeah. We need to close this up. Let's open up this project I have slated for motion or for DVMAT.
Okay. So I recognize this face for those of us, for the viewers that are in the Pixel Core.
Okay, so this is, you know, pretty cool right off the bat, is that we're, you know, doing 1080p in real time playback. But if I just go ahead and apply Conduit, I can come in, maybe do a color difference key, and then you can just start to.
And it's still playing in real time the whole time. We see we have 8 GPU instructions.
Yeah, it's really, really compact code. You know, it's running really fast. You can come in, maybe you want to add some unspill, which is Steve Wright's awesome spill suppression routine.
So I know, I mean, just right off the bat, this is a version 1 release, and you have a really complete tool set. And there's a lot of nodes that you can play.
Lot of depth, actually. Like, if you go through the nodes, there's a lot of stuff that even I still have questions about, you know, because Polly and I developed it together, and it's kind of amazing the stuff that you can do.
I noticed a lot of really kind of obscure math operations in there.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea what they were either.
Let me just pre-multiply this because motion needs pre-multiplication. All right.
And that looks like, for 5 seconds of work, that looks like a pretty decent,
exactly.
key. I mean, this is an excellent companion to motion. It really kind of expands it tremendously.
Yeah, it takes it to a place where you can actually do real compositing in it. Because, you know, as it is, it's fun for doing motion graphics, but it's challenging when you want to get into, you know, especially more complex compositing. And this does it, and does it very fast.
Well, Ben, thanks so much for showing us.
Thank you.
Excited to use Conduit in motion. If you guys want to check out more about Conduit, you can check it out at DVGarage,
DVGarage.com.
Thanks a lot, Ben.
Thank you.